Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, December 6th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security confirmed it will not expand facial ID scans to citizens arriving and departing at airports. In a government filing earlier this week, the department proposed to amend the regulations to provide that all travelers, including U.S. citizens, may be required to be photographed upon entry or departure. Currently, non-U.S. citizens must submit to face scans when arriving or leaving the U.S., while citizens may opt out. An agency spokesperson said the change was initially considered because having separate processes for citizens and foreign nationals created logistical and operational challenges that impact security. At Qualcomm's Snapdragon Summit, the company announced the Snapdragon XR2 platform, a high-end AR-VR platform that offers double the compute and GPU power of the XR1. The XR2 supports 5G for low-latency experiences over fast data connections, supports 8K 360-degree video playback, and can output to 3K by 3K per eye displays running at 90 frames per second. It also includes a vision processor that supports up to 7 cameras for tracking and a dedicated AI engine for object and voice recognition. 5 OEMs are developing headsets on the platform. Qualcomm also announced a partnership with Pokemon Go developer Niantic to create reference hardware, software, and cloud components for augmented reality glasses based on the XR2 with support for Niantic's real-world platform. Qualcomm also announced two new Windows on ARM systems on a chip, the Snapdragon 8C and 7C. The 8C is meant to be a successor to the Snapdragon 850, offering up to 30% better performance with a Cryo 490 CPU, Adreno 675 GPU, and an integrated X24 LTE modem with the option to include an X55 5G modem. The 7C is meant for more entry-level laptops and includes an octa-core Cryo 468 CPU, Adreno 618 GPU, and an X15 LTE modem with no 5G option. Qualcomm says the 7C will offer 25% better system performance and twice the battery life of competing x86 platforms at the same price point. The previously announced Snapdragon 8CX will remain the highest performance Windows on ARM SoC, although as Kaim Gartenberg at The Verge points out, no devices with that stock platform have shipped yet. Bloomberg reports that, according to sources, Samsung's upcoming Galaxy S11 device will feature a 108-megapixel rear camera as part of 4 overall on the back. The other cameras will include a 5x optical zoom lens and an ultra-wide-angle lens, as well as a time-of-flight depth-sensing camera. The high-resolution sensor and telephoto camera will also reportedly be included on a Galaxy Fold clamshell device. Both devices are expected to be announced in February. Earlier this week, security expert Brian Krebs reported that iPhones make use of location data even when a user has turned off the location setting. Apple told TechCrunch that this was caused by international regulations that require ultra-wideband to be turned off in certain locations. Apple says iOS requests location for the purpose of complying with those regulations. Apple says the request is handled entirely on the device, and Apple does not collect that location. Apple says it will add a toggle for ultra-wideband in future iOS updates. Ultra-wideband enables precise location awareness between devices, though things like Apple Tags have yet to be released to take advantage of it. Alibaba-backed Chinese startup AutoX has applied to test self-driving vehicles without backup drivers in California, which would be the second company after Waymo to do so. AutoX would be able to test self-driving cars with a backup provided as a remote human operator rather than a driver in the vehicle if granted the permit. Wednesday, users of WhatsApp in Kashmir began to disappear from group chats. BuzzFeed News reports that the reason is that India shut down internet access in the region 4 months ago, and many users are now subject to an inactivity policy that removes a WhatsApp account if a user does not log in for 120 days. That policy is meant to maintain security and limit data retention. Users may lose access to chat logs and shared images if they have not been backed up. India is WhatsApp's largest market, with an estimated 340 million users. Kashmir has approximately 3 million smartphone users. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings announced the company plans to invest roughly $420 million on content in India across fiscal years 2019 and 2020, with a majority of that spent on original content. Netflix has already commissioned 15 original series and over 20 original local language films in the country. Hastings previously stated the company plans to invest $15 billion in content in 2019 and identified India as a key part of Netflix's international subscription growth. Waymo launched its app on the iOS App Store, allowing residents in the Phoenix, Arizona area to sign up and request rides on its Waymo One autonomous car service. Signing up will add new users to a waitlist and be invited to join the Waymo One early ride program. Waymo launched an app on Google Play back in April. And finally, the space startup Rocket Lab completed its 10th ever launch, which saw its two-stage Electron rocket carry an artificial meteor spacecraft and six microsatellites into orbit. The launch also saw Rocket Lab test a new guidance system as an initial test to orient the booster for re-entry, with plans to eventually reuse the booster. Unlike SpaceX or Blue Origin, the plan isn't to vertically land the booster. Rather, Rocket Lab plans to use helicopters to capture first-stage boosters under a controlled fall. The aim with reuse is to increase launch frequency, with an eventual goal of a once-a-week Electron launch featuring a 500-pound payload. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.